you're going to be getting a copy of Daniel chapter 3, a part of Daniel chapter 3 that the Apostle Paul read, that the Apostle Peter read, that Jesus probably read. They all had this scripture, but it isn't in our Bible, because in the time of the early church, they had a Greek Bible that they used, because most Jews in Israel didn't know Hebrew. They didn't know Hebrew. Hebrew was not a very common language. It was only the language of the very religious rabbis and people like that. Paul knew Hebrew. He was raised in Jerusalem under the rabbi scholar, but Paul also was fluent in Greek, and I believe he spoke Aramaic, which was the local language. Aramaic is similar to Hebrew. So he also spoke Latin too, because he just spoke directly to the... But Greek, the Greek language was the language that the people spoke to do business. That was the language they spoke to do commerce. And if Peter was a fisherman, guess what that is? He's a businessman. So Peter most likely spoke Greek as well. And the New Testament was written in Greek. It was written in Greek. And they read the Old Testament in Greek a lot. They did. Some read it in Hebrew. But I want to give us this context because there's a passage in here that I think that puts a very strong, powerful passage in this lion's den, in this furnace story that shook me the other day. It just shook me. Because here you are stepping into the lion's den, stepping into the furnace because of their conviction. They were tied in verse 21, and that's on the scripture. You can start there. They were bound in their sandals, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And then verse 22, because the king's command was insistent, the furnace was also heated sevenfold more than before, and the men who had been selected after they had tied and brought them to the furnace. Then the flame coming out from the furnace burned and killed the men who tied those with Azarias. Okay, well, excuse me, I'm reading it from the Greek translation to English. Okay, let me get over there. And these, verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound in the burning fiery furnace. But then when you get to verse 24, you go right to King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he said, didn't we cast three people into the fire? And the answer said, the king, true, yes, king. And then he said, I see four men unbound walking in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like the son of the gods. Okay, so there is what you've got in your hands is the verses that were historically read by the Jewish people that they all knew, that they all were familiar with, but I never heard of it because it's not in my Bible. But I wanted you to read it. And the reason is it's got an amazing thing, because if you, and everybody look at me for just a second. Up until this time, all I knew was is that they were thrown in the fiery furnace, then the angel of the Lord showed up, and they got out. That's all I knew. There was no smoke, no nothing, and so the miracle was simply because God showed up. That's it. And that's great. That's a great story. But there was something they did before God showed up. There's something that they did before God showed up. There was something they did before the Lord stepped into that fiery furnace and protected them. Because it says, this is what the Apostle Paul knew, this is what Peter knew, they all knew this, that when they stepped in there, the first thing they started to do, look in your paper, it says, then Azarias stood and prayed. The moment they stepped in the furnace, that's Abednego, by the way. he stood up and prayed, and he opened his mouth and he praised the Lord. That word acknowledged is the word for praise. It means to profess. That means to take out of your mouth and spit it out and say, Jesus is Lord. He says, I confess the Lord right now with the companions in the middle of the fire. In the middle of the fire, he began to pray and praise God. And he said, blessed are you, God. The moment they stepped into the fire, they started praising and blessing the Lord. They started praising and blessing the Lord. And you have a few more verses in here. What does he say? Blessed are you, Lord God of our ancestors, and praiseworthy and glorified in your name. They began to have a praise party in the fire. And they did it before the Lord showed up. They did it before the Lord showed up. It wasn't like just walk in the fire and God's going to protect you. No. It says, if I got to walk in some fire and I got to stand up for Jesus, I'm going in praying and praising God. I ain't going to sit around. I'm not going to mope. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to say, Jesus. I'm going to say, blessed are you, Jesus. Like I'm praying for the Cates family right now. Jerry Cates spoke here. Marion Cates, wonderful people. You stayed at the house. Did you go with them that time? We sent a group of people to stay there. Lovely people, a powerful man of God, established a fantastic church in Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach. Okay, we're praying for them right now, and you just pray for those guys. Did you go down that trip too? Well, anyway, whatever, somebody went. Okay, well, we pray for that family because Jerry just passed away, had cancer and just passed away. The last words out of his lips were hallelujah. 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 Just like Azariah. I don't care where I'm going because you know why? Because when I step into that fiery furnace, guess what? I'm going to still be alive. Jerry is alive today. He's alive today. His body is here, but Jerry is alive today. And guess who he's walking with? Jesus. But he says, I don't care what kind of, you turn that heat up 7 times. I'm going in praising God and I'm going to pray. And what you've got here is he's blessing the Lord and praising God. And then he begins to pray and intercede all the way. This is going on, right? All the way through. Look, keep looking. He's just praying and praying and praying and praying and praying on the second page. All right, keep going. All right. And then you go to verse 46. And while he's praying, it says, it's on page 3. It says, while they were all cast 3 at once in the furnace was red hot, 7-fold in heat. And then they threw them in, and those who threw them in were over them, and those below them kept on stoking it. So the devil started stoking the fire even hotter. Talks about naphtha and pitch. All right. And the flame poured out the furnace. They told how high it went up, 46 cubits. That's really high. And the Chaldeans got burnt. It says 49. Here we are. And then God shows up. The angel of the Lord came down into the furnace with Azarias and his companions and shook the flame of the fire out of the furnace and made the inside of the furnace as the moist breeze was whistling through. Let me tell you that when Jesus died on the cross and he went to Hades. We call that H-E double toothpicks. Didn't matter when he walked into that place. A beautiful breeze came in with him. AC got turned on. No more flames. The fire didn't touch him. And cause them no pain or distress. See, when Jesus went there, nothing touched him. And all the people that were there, praise God. Keep praising God, Micah. Prophesy, girl. And he brought them out. And then it says here, verse 51 says, these three resuming as though from one mouth were singing hymns and glorifying and blessing and exalting God in the furnace. They just began to praise. So they started off with prayer. Then they said, praise God, he's here. Let's praise him. Let's glorify God. And they kept praising him for 30 times they say, bless the Lord. 30 times. 30 times. Not just like, thank you, Jesus, for showing up. No. They kept praising God until they took him out of the furnace. They just kept going more and more and more and more. And praise God. I'll tell you what. I want to be the kind of Christian that's praising God so much that you got to shut me up. John, it's dinner time. All right, you better eat. Come on now. It's time to eat. We can stop praising him. It's time to do something else because we can stop praising him because you're not going to stop me. I don't care how hot the fire is. I've been in some hot places. Come on. There was such an intensity of praise and glory and prayer that no fire could put it out. And when the Lord came, it just increased. It just increased more and more and more. So when, then they're just blessing the Lord. And I'm not going to take the time today. We can just read through this whole thing. But you read it. It's just like, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Bless the Lord, praise him. Bless the Lord, praise him. And while you're at it, bless the Lord. And then Nebuchadnezzar says, thank you, Jesus, I am saved. I'm tired of this. I'm not going to backslide anymore. I'm not. I'm going to go for it. And so here's the thing. When I saw this and I read this, I'm going, oh, my goodness. I am seeing the same language used in the Greek Old Testament in Daniel as in Acts chapter 16. Can you put that up there? Acts chapter 16. I'm seeing the exact same words. Where were they? Who was it? What was going on? You got it? Let's get it, and then I'm going to send you on out of here. There it is. The exact same words. They were praying and singing hymns to God. The exact same words of what those three boys were doing in the fiery furnace. Luke, Holy Spirit, and Paul and Silas said, hey, we're going to do in the jail what those boys did in the furnace. And what did God do? Set them free with an earthquake. The same exact words. I'm telling you, the Lord wants you to be encouraged today about praising God and let nothing stop you. And that's what God has for us. God has praise and worship. He has got, and because the praise and worship is the presence of God realized in your life. And you hold the key to the praise. It is in your mouth. It is in your hands. It is what you do with your body for God that will change. It will change everything. It will change everything.